country.
So it needs reorganizing?
Yes, that would help.
Okay, I'll make it clearer. What about the description of the process?
That looks pretty good to me. But we'll go over it in more detail in a moment.
Okay, I may need to cut it down.
Yes, definitely. It goes on for a long time and gets a bit technical.
Okay. After the process, I want to talk about the pros and cons of desalination, because that seems to be the big debate.
I totally agree. But you need to sort this section out.
Yes, it is a bit confusing.
I think you should present the main points one at a time.
Okay. What, the advantages and disadvantages?
Yes, and talk about each one individually.
Okay, rather than presenting them all together.
It's hard for your listeners to take in like that. It's all a bit unclear at the moment.
I see.
So, lastly, you conclude that we need to look for alternative ways to remove salt from seawater.
Well, yes. Do you think that's the wrong conclusion?
No, not at all. However, you should tell your audience exactly why you think this.
I will, in the previous section.
But you need to summarize the reasons again in the final part of your presentation.
Oh, I see. Right. I'll mention them briefly, then.
Just a list will do. That'll make the conclusion a better length as well.
Okay. Thanks very much, Dr. Tyler.
Track 21. Unit 9. Listening. Exercise 3.
So, Farhad, let's talk about your presentation. You've done a rough outline, so let's go over it, and then you can go away and write it all up.
Sure.
I asked you to choose a topic related to water, and you've chosen desalination, removing salt from seawater. Now, why did you choose that?
Well, I come from the United Arab Emirates, and we have the world's largest desalination plant.
Right. That's very relevant, and I think you should include that, you know, your personal reasons at the start.
Say why I decided on this topic?
Yes. Just give a sentence or two. That'll do.
Okay. I mean, I thought I should keep the introduction brief.
Yes, but you can say why you like the topic. It's a good choice of topic. Very interesting. And then I can follow the introduction easily.
Okay.
Now, let's go on to the historical background.
I want to make it clear that seawater purification isn't a new idea.
No. Indeed, that's a good point to make.
So, I'm going to describe some of the older methods from the past.
I got a bit lost reading your notes here.
Is it too long?
Well, I think the real problem is that the information isn't in any logical order.
I see. Well, it is just notes.
Well, you start in the 18th century, then move to the present day, then go back to the 20th century.